Hello and welcome to the Love Your Life Now podcast. Today we are talking about awareness, so stay tuned. And to start, we are going to bring ourselves here to the room, to wherever you are, so that everyone can take in this information fully and get the most out of this podcast, and so that we can really learn how to love ourselves now. So for that, I would like you to take your hands and rub them together just a little bit, get them a little bit warm, and then press gently, and press them gently with the thumbs into your sternum. Close your eyes. And of course, if you're driving, you're just listening right now. But you can do the breathing. And we're going to take three breaths. The first breath in, we're going to conjure up all the worries about the past, bundle them up, and then we're going to send them out on the exhale. The second breath, we're going to inhale and bundle up all the worries about the future. And since we can't do anything about, you know, what might or might not happen in the future, we are going to let that go. And then we're going to remember on the third inhale that the only time and place we can do anything ever is the here and now. So we're going to come to the here and now, and we're going to exhale with a smile. So let's go ahead and do that. First inhale. All those things from the past. Summon them up. They happened. So what? Exhale and let's move on. Inhale again, all those worries about the future, things that may or may never happen, who knows? So don't worry, and exhale them out. Let them go. And on the third inhale, come to the here and now, because this is the only time we can ever be or do anything. And remembering that, we'll exhale with a smile. And when you're ready, open your eyes, release your hands. Welcome. Tina is not here today, but I have here Christina Sargun and Sabine with me. And today we are talking about awareness. And I brought a book, which is called Excuses Be Gone. I'm using this book in a course that I'm teaching right now. And the first principle of the seven principles of having your excuses be gone and live an excuse-free life, which obviously would be more powerful, right? Because we're not using excuses. The first principle of it, of that, is awareness. And I have two quotes. One is, thinking without awareness is the main dilemma of human existence. And that's by Eckhart Tolle. And it's the awareness of how you are stuck that makes you recover, by Fritz Perls. And both of these are in the book, Excuses Be Gone. And that's also why I thought we should talk about awareness today. So ladies, when I say awareness, what comes to mind?
Well, for me, obviously, as the Kundalini yoga teacher, Kundalini is the yoga of awareness. So it's being aware of the breath, how the breath changes your patterns of thinking, feeling, and reacting, how your awareness of how your body moves connected to your breath, and how your body, when we unconsciously move our body, we move ourselves into a physical state of being stuck. You know, that we get this pain, we get this ache, my neck, I don't know what I did, but you're unconsciously moving and you're unconsciously breathing. Mm-hmm. So just that alone, bringing in yourself into that consciousness of breath and consciousness of movement, which is your awareness, it will change what follows. Change the way that you move into whatever part of your day you're moving into, whatever interactions you have.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Christina. And so looking at, once you bring yourself into awareness of what you, how you're moving and how you're doing things, you also start becoming aware of what food choices you're making. Because most of the time we're eating without awareness. We're just grabbing whatever's there, right? And so when you're aware of your body, and you'll also be aware of what your body needs, and you can give it what it needs instead of randomly giving it sugar, because at that moment it needs energy. But it might be asking for nutrients rather than just like quick fix energy. So yeah, I think awareness for me, like looking at it from the point of view of food and healing with food, very, very important. And I always bring this into my sessions with my clients, because it's not about what to eat when what not to eat, but bringing awareness to their body. And they will always know what it is that they need to eat.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
With that in mind, what do you think happens? So I think, you know, knowing that I kind of eat very, very aware with, okay, I'm going to eat this. If I eat this orange, there's something happening in my stomach that's not good. I'm going to drink some tea. And I was talking today about the new moon energy and how it's a good time to fast or to eat very, very lightly, being very conscious. But what happens in that, you know, the night before the last, when I wasn't tapped into the new moon energy, and it's, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and there's this bowl of potato chips, which I think are the most, you know, healthy potato chips, but I fill the bowl and I fill it with some more healthy popcorn, and I just eat it without thinking, because it just happens.
Yeah.
What's going on when that comes over us? Any ideas? Help me.
Well, that's when you are not aware.
Yeah.
That is what being unaware means. And when we look around, we realize and we become aware that most of the people, and that is including us, mm-hmm. and sometimes, you know, some people more often than others, spend a lot of time in the state of not being aware, because being aware actually requires energy, and it requires thinking, but a real thinking. And it was, oh gosh, I'm forgetting the name, another very well-known person in the personal development field, and he was saying something like, you know, if we were start listening to what people are saying, we would realize that 99% of the people don't want to think at all.
Yeah.
Right? Because if they were thinking, they wouldn't say the things that they are saying. And you know, and when we become aware of that, we have to say, maybe it's true. Maybe people aren't really thinking. And then going back to Eckhart Tolle's quote, thinking without awareness is the main dilemma of human existence, because then we think it's okay to eat a whole bowl of potato chips, or we just don't think anything, or we make up an excuse of why it's okay for us to eat this bowl now.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, of course, what always happens, we always have to deal with the consequences, always. And then if we're still not aware, trying to deal with those consequences, it just can't be, there can't be a happy ending there.
Well, that's totally true. I wasn't thinking. I knew the thinking part had shut off.
Yeah.
You know, the logical part. Because all I could know was the taste and the melty of the potato chip as it went into my mouth. Oh, that's melty. Oh, that's melty. Oh, that's good. Oh.
Yeah.
That was all the thought that was going through my head.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way it crunched, I was like, oh, I like the way it crunches. Mm-hmm. I like how velvety it is, how light it is. And it just, you know.
But there is some awareness there.
So
what do you do after you do eat the bowl of potato chips? Then afterwards, there was an awareness that you ate it,
uh-huh.
like the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And so there was an awareness present. So that is also the most important part. When you realized you were not aware, to immediately forgive yourself, because mm-hmm. you are a human being after all.
Mm-hmm.
So the machinery kind of took over and you ate it. And so acknowledging that and letting go and creating maybe a structure where next time you bring more awareness quicker, right, than after you're done eating it. So that's kind of
yes.
key to let allow yourself to make mistakes.
And I think that's what happened to me, you know, totally. And
mm-hmm.
that's when I suddenly got tapped into I knew there was something going on. I said, okay, what is the energy I'm not noticing? Where suddenly that part of my brain shut
mm-hmm.
off.
Yeah.
And that's when I opened up to the new moon. I'm like, ah, okay, got to switch this right now.
Great.
And that's one of the best gifts you can give yourself if you are dealing particularly with food issues, emotional eating, or weight issues, or whatnot, is when you catch yourself eating in a way that you didn't intend to eat or that you feel is not good for some reason, to not dwell on that and then start shaming, blaming, or justifying, right? Because that is just, again, an unaware thought process. And the unaware thought process comes from the ego. Because when you're aware, then you are also aware that you are beautiful, you're perfect, you're limitless, there's nothing wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of being aware. Someone who's aware has realized that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when that happens, when your awareness, your true awareness sees that this is what happened, that awareness would never come and chastise you
mm-hmm.
or yourself mm-hmm. for having made, you know, some unaware mistake. So that is, thanks for mentioning that. So
yeah, and I always tell this to my kids, there's nothing good comes out of you making yourself wrong. There's absolutely nothing that comes out of it, making yourself wrong. Now, bringing awareness to it is a completely different mental, neural structure that
yes.
happens,
mm-hmm.
right?
Great.
So it's not like keep repeating the same mistakes, but bring
mm-hmm.
awareness to it so you can gently correct it rather than make yourself wrong, put yourself down. It's all these excuses why you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you just can't do it.
Exactly.
It's in my genes, it has to go this way. It's all a bunch of excuses start showing up. And so that's the machinery, basically.
Exactly.
No awareness.
And that's why it is the first principle in the Excuses Be Gone book by Dr. Wayne Dyer, is to become aware, not to start blaming yourself, but to become aware of what you are doing and how you are doing it. And then from that point, you can redesign the way that you are living life or the way that you're going to handle or approach a situation or what you're going to do when the situation shows up again.
The quote yesterday from the Yogi Bhajan calendar, it said, act, don't react.
Yes.
So that is what we're talking about, being
mm.
consciously aware
yes.
of where you are.
Beautiful.
The unconscious, unaware thoughts are reactive.
Reactive.
It's just the pattern.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the pattern that's coded. And so the little code comes in, you have somebody coming input that bothers me, boom, my reaction. And I'm not even thinking about it, and then you know what falls from that.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
Your regret, you're sorry, all this bad things happen. But consciously being aware and acting.
Exactly. That's exactly to the point. So we can also say that an unaware thought is a reaction
mm-hmm.
to something that is happening around us. And an aware thought is taking an action according to what's going on around us. And so one, the reaction puts you in the victim mode and in the mode of someone who's powerless
mm-hmm.
and can't really help
mm-hmm.
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when I am in action mode, I am making consciously decisions about what I am going to do, about how I am going to shape my life, about how I am going to feel about myself, choosing this, not being a powerless victim, but choosing this. So now when I'm looking at, well, which one do I like to have in my life? It's no question for me. I want to be the person that is acting versus reacting. And we are going to fall into reactive mode again
mm-hmm.
and again and again. And I believe that when we practice awareness, we spend less and less time in the reactive mode
mm-hmm.
and we are able to spend more and more time and be more powerful in the active mode. And what happens then? Then we get to create a life that we love and that doesn't have to take months or weeks or years. It could be instant that we start to do this, start to change these things.
And just like Sabine said, I was so glad you said about that, you know, forgive yourself because we are human. And, you know, the three of us are some, you know, we feel very aware people and we you know, love being together and talking with each other. But we all three know throughout our day,
mm-hmm.
this unconsciousness happens to us.
Absolutely.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just before I taught the yoga class, you know, mm-hmm. I'm all about getting up there and setting the space and being very aware. I had an unconscious moment. I had an interaction, you know, with, you know, my husband and it just moved me out of that space. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was unconsciously reacting
mm-hmm.
to what he was pushing the buttons. And then all of a sudden, you know, the frazzledness comes in. But then the awareness comes in, like, okay, this is happening. I'm aware this is going on. Bring myself down. What do we do? What are the techniques and the tools we have to bring us back into that thoughtful, conscious awareness. So I just did all of the things that I know bring me back to that state, whether it's just the breath, whether it's slowing down, whether it's putting music on, whether it's cleaning, whether it's doing a meditation, whether it's just speaking to somebody, hey, I'm in this space, help me be out of the space, mm-hmm. you know, for 30 seconds.
That's great. And so when you said, what do we do? And yesterday, as I was reading Excuses Be Gone by Wayne Dyer, I was like, it seems like I'm always going to be needing a book or something of some sort. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like I'm kind of, I'm using it as a crutch. And just as I'm thinking this, there was a sentence in it, I won't find it now, which told me that I have access to that awareness and peace at all times. I just need to bring to it. I don't need a book. I don't need music. I don't need yoga. Yes, are those amazing things that accelerate and keep it in existence form in my life? Absolutely. Will I continue doing it? Yes. But if I don't have those, it doesn't mean I can't be aware and right. present. So it gave me, it empowered me to know that I have access to that source where I came from at any moment, no matter what's going on around
me. So the book and the practices that we do are things that are helping us stay connected, reminding us, helping us learn how to get connected. So taking the Kundalini yoga particularly has helped me so much in mm-hmm. being able to feel connected in the first place. And now I can go in between and reconnect myself faster at will whenever I want to.
Great, yeah.
Because I've used that. And so that's really great. And knowing that in the end, yes, everything we need to ever know, ever have, ever do, it's all inside of us already. And all we just have to do is basically get out of the way. So get that, you know, get the ego thinking again, get that unaware thinking out of the way and just be aware and be here. One thing I want to share is that when I went to the rainforest, we did a walk to a waterfall, and so this was a sacred waterfall, and so we were going, we had been fasting already, we were going to fast for 24 hours to participate in a ceremony, in a particular ceremony that where you needed to be completely cleansed and clean, and that's also why we were going to this waterfall, and we were walking and walking, walking for hours through the rainforest, and I noticed whenever my thoughts were going this way and that way, because, you know, you're just walking, you know, you're just bored. Yeah. Right? Whenever my thoughts were going to something else other than where I was, I would fall, I would trip, I would hit my head on things because, you know, there wasn't really a big path or anything. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, you're just going through the jungle. And I was hitting myself, almost poking my eye out, you know, all of these things. And I noticed after a while of going back and forth, wow, whenever I just was there and I was just focusing on, I'm here, I'm moving through the rainforest. Mm-hmm. I could go faster, and I was just stepping over things, I was ducking, and it was like I was moving like water through this rainforest. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I had a thought come in that mm-hmm. had to do with the outside world, I would hit my head on mm-hmm. something. And it was so amazing for me to feel that in that mm-hmm. moment, because it took a couple of times for me to realize what was going on, right? Wow. And then I was like, wow, okay, I guess I'm just going to stay here because I don't want to hit my head or trip anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I was just going through the rainforest and it was just amazing. I just didn't expect to learn something like that from a forest. So the forest was teaching me this. Like, if you're not aware, you're going to trip, you're going to fall, and you're going to hit your head, and you're going to poke your eye out, probably in the process.
I mean, that's amazing. That's beautiful, because our everyday life is a jungle.
It is.
A rainforest. It's a concrete jungle. Unconsciously, that's why we get in car accidents. And we have arguments and we make things such a big deal because we're just not present. So imagine bringing that into your daily life and flowing through it rather than constantly struggling.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Perfect. Perfect.
Which means being in the moment, being where you are. Don't be somewhere else. Where you're not, be there when you need to be there.
Be present.
Be present. Yeah. Be present, be aware.
Beautiful.
And we're out of time, ladies. Oh my goodness, always so fast.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
No, I'm not kidding you. Unfortunately, it's telling me right here. So, everyone, we want to thank you for listening. Please like, share, follow. Let us know what you want to hear more from. We actually are planning on going through the 7 principles, and next week's principle is alignment. So if you want to go check out the book, audiobook, hardcover, whichever, it's a great book. But we will be talking about alignment next week. And
we want to talk about our upcoming workshop.
Yes, let's do that really quick. We have on the 15th, we have a workshop. That's the 15th of March coming up. It's Teen Daughters and Mothers. Love the skin you're in. So if you know a teen daughter mother team in the Pasadena, Glendale, Burbank, you know, and anywhere near that area, downtown LA, whatever, anyone who wants to come out to the Rose Bowl area for that workshop, the girls will learn how to take care of their skin, particularly for their age, with organic produce.
Yeah, it's essential oils, and with a licensed, practiced esthetician who loves working with teenagers and of all skin types, all ethnic backgrounds, because each skin is individual and has certain needs. And she's really lovely to work with. I'll be doing Kundalini breathing and postures that really promote glowing skin, really get that blood flowing, and very simple, easy techniques we can do.
And then I will be talking a little bit about nutrition, just a little bit though, but mostly about, again, being conjuring up that awareness from the inside, so that then it's easy to choose the right foods for the teens, and also letting them know that they're not alone in with the issues that teens are usually having, feeling disconnected and so on and so forth. And we're also going to teach the moms these things, so that when the two come back together, they're going to be in separate rooms for times, and when they come back together, they will feel a new bond, and they will feel a new understanding for one another, and it's going to improve their relationship. So we're really excited about that. Okay, we're out of time. With that, we will talk again next week. And this is Sonia Sophie with Christina Sargun and Sabine. See you next week.